Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Now we're going to meet some Valley entrepreneurs and makers. It's an occasional series we're calling Made in Arizona. Inside an unassuming storefront in a Tempe office park, you'll find racks and racks of clothes designed by and for Sportique. The Valley-based apparel brand is growing quickly and now works with companies like the NBA, Live Nation, WWE, and Sierra Nevada. And for co-founder Jason Franklin, this place is pretty much heaven.
This is sort of the ode to Willy Wonka, if you will, where he opens up the door to the factory and it's, every sort of chocolate thing you can imagine is there and you can eat all this. Everything's edible and you can eat all this amazing stuff. Well, the funny thing is growing up, I didn't like chocolate or candy at all, but I loved clothes and I love style and fashion. So like I always loved the creative area and wanted to have a creative space.
Franklin says fashion has been a lifelong passion. Both his great-grandmother and grandmother were clothing designers.
I started in the industry when I was 11 years old, designing baseball hats and then moving on to sell said baseball hats as well in the licensed sports industry. And really grew up in that industry. And one of my accounts several years after I got started was the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Phoenix Suns.
Franklin says he eventually met Matt Altman. The two hit it off and realized that if they wanted to reach their entrepreneurial goals, they'd have to start their own company.
So that was really one of the things about Sportique, and felt that both had a vision that there was a void in the marketplace where we were growing up in arenas, in team shops, or being around concerts and realizing that there was really nothing fashionable or comfortable to wear in these facilities, where it was really, a lot of it was just a jersey or an uncomfortable sort of cardboardy feeling t-shirt or sweatshirt or something that just didn't fit right at all. And there was this displaced customer that was going to sporting events or going to concerts or going to different events that just was walking by and not buying anything. So we sort of felt that we needed to sort of bridge the gap between what was going on in the fashion world and what was going on in the fan world. And that's how we started Sportique.
The company started as a wholesale operation, but launched a division to let consumers buy directly in 2017. It sells both licensed and non-licensed clothes, but co-founder and CEO Matt Altman says the former has really been a big boon.
I think early on, that was the big thing. We had this dream and passion to be for Sportique to create licensed apparel. And so fortuitously, we were able to, you know, leverage relationships, and we got a license with the NBA right when the company started. So that gave us the rights to be able to put those marks on Sportique apparel and work with the different teams throughout the NBA. We've also worked with the NHL, and we've also, through our years, had other licensing rights with colleges and other brands. But that in and itself, there's those rights. But then a lot of it is just working with iconic brands who have a retail presence in their business and want really better lifestyle apparel to put their brand's marks on.
How big a percentage of your business are those branded items, and how much, like on your website, you sell plain t-shirts and sweatshirts and things like that. How much of what you do is branded stuff, and how much of it is just sort of, Jason, you're wearing a plain red t-shirt, Matt, you're wearing a blue and white striped t-shirt today. How much of it is more of that?
Yeah, so the core of our business is providing customized apparel for what we call our B2B clients. And so the evolution of Sportique, of us providing apparel collections for the Grand Ole Opry or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or Pebble Beach, people have touched and felt and experienced Sportique, and it was like, how do I get this t-shirt just to have this t-shirt? And it kind of evolved to where we built our site to where we can offer the comfy tee that you liked that said New York Knicks with any color, you know, that you'd want that just was plain.
It seems as though these kinds of shirts, for example, are more common than they were, I think, when we were growing up. Jason, you mentioned the having sort of the cardboard feeling team shirt. I have a drawer full of those at my house of, you know, Yankee shirts and whatever that were not super comfortable. How do you try to make yours stand out from other companies that are trying to essentially, it sounds like, do roughly the same thing that you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of competitors out there right now. I think where what it starts from us is what Sportique really focuses on is the fit and the feel in the fabrics that we work with. We have our signature fabrics, and we are always really working on new fabrics, and I think that's what people know and feel comfortable about Sportique.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is we have our core collection that's been tried and true over the years, and that's always going to be there, and will continue to evolve, but we seasonally provide collections, and I think that's kind of the key differentiator in kind of rounding out our collections. We have a fall-winter collection and then a spring-summer collection that really fits with what's happening in the marketplace and staying on trend.
So you guys are not based in the fashion capital of the world. You're not in New York or LA or Milan. You're in Tempe. What challenges and what opportunities does that afford you to be sort of here when you're trying to do something that is very big elsewhere?
That's, I think, one of the unique things for us, is we can now be, you know, unique in the position that we're in. We can stand out in the marketplace that we are in Arizona, and be able to work with our clients as such, as opposed to being in the LA or New York market where there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people fighting for those meetings and things of that nature. And I think it's allowed us to kind of really be focused around developing what our lane is, and not be distracted about what the next person is doing next to you, you know?
How would you guys describe how the fashion scene here in the Valley has evolved over the past number of years?
With social media and with the internet now, I really believe that fashion's moving much faster. But that said, I think at the core of it, people still want to have something in their closet that's super comfortable, that's sustainable, that can stand the test of time, that sort of is, I would say, almost like evergreen.
Matt, as a native of the Phoenix area, how have you seen the fashion scene evolve here?
Well, I think it's been cool to see, because obviously Sportique is here, and we've kind of have our lane as a premium apparel company, but you now see Phoenix Fashion Week. They've done a great job of evolving that space and really attracting designers and talent to the Phoenix market. And I also think we're seeing more and more people from LA come to Phoenix, which is bringing some more inspiration around fashion and trends that maybe you would see happen a year later. And maybe Phoenix is now being closer to being on trend because the gaps are getting closer.
Altman referred to Sportique as a premium apparel company, and he says there's a balance between achieving the company's goals of selling comfortable, fashionable clothes that potential customers can afford to buy. A plain men's or women's t-shirt sells for $28. Sweatshirts can run between $50 and $60.
We want to be premium in quality, but we also want to be competitively and fair price. So I feel like where we are in the destination retail marketplace, we are on the higher side, but it's very affordable to the consumer. That if you were to walk into any mall and shop at Abercrombie or The Gap or places like that, we're competitively priced, you know, in line with that.
And Altman and Franklin point to the numbers. Since they formed Sportique in 2006, they say they've outfitted more than 4 million people around the world. And since they launched their direct-to-consumer division a couple of years ago, they say they're on track to see their sales rise 100% by the end of this year.